Julius Thomas last time around. How does he make that offense different, an offense that's already
good? Right. Yeah, he's a dynamic football player, you know, and they move him around. They put him in a lot of different positions. He can create mismatches. He's big. He's physical. He's fast. He runs good routes, has good hands. He can block in the run game. So, you know, it's not like when he's in there, it's only a pass. You know, he can do multiple things and at a high level. So, you know, but their offense, I mean, if you look at them across the board, you know, all their receivers, Wes in the slot, their running backs, they're very balanced. Every single one of those guys are playmakers. Peyton spreads the ball out to all of them. So he makes it tough on you as trying to narrow down exactly where he's going to go, because he can go to any one of those guys, and every single one of those guys have the ability to beat you on any play.
Now, what does it say about receiving four when at times Wes Welker is your fourth option?
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, Decker, Thomas, the two Thomases, you know, and then Wes, we know what Wes is. Wes is a great receiver. You know, he does a heck of a job in the slot and the other spots that they move him around to. So, hey, we're going to have to be on top of our A game. We're going to have to narrow down our game plan here this week and put in a good week of practice and play fundamentally sound, tackle well, do all those things that it takes to beat a great team in the Denver Broncos.
How important to remember also that they're not just a passing team, they're mm-hmm. two guys that can run the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Moreno, Ball, those guys can really get downhill. They can make plays. They have the ability to take it to distance. You know, they're good at breaking tackles and making guys miss in the open field. So, like I said, they have a lot of playmakers over there.
Do you have to play kind of a disguise game with Peyton Manning, or do you just decide that he's made know what you're going to do because he's
You know, you try to get into that too much. You know, sometimes you can hurt yourself. I think our biggest thing is going out, playing fundamentally sound, you know, getting on top of the receivers, playing a sound football game, tackling well, not giving up big plays, you know, all those things that, you know, trying to create turnovers, all the things that you need to do that are a winning formula to win a football game, and especially this time of year against a team like the Broncos.
With that said, how important is it for you guys to kind of get them, like you say, get on top of them at the line, kind of let them know to check them a little bit here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always want to play a physical style of football. You know, that's the type of team we are in this league. It's a passing league. You want to be physical with receivers, you know, not let them, you know, get downfield too fast. So, you know, that's what we're going to have to do. Go out there on Sunday, play fundamentally sound, put together a good game plan, narrow it down here this week, and get out there and play our A game.
Steve, how important is Wednesday's practice to kind of set the tone for the rest of the week?
Yeah, definitely. It's the first one of the week, so we have to, you know, we went out today, had a good practice. We need to keep building off it, though. We need to keep, you know, studying the film. Guys need to keep doing that. Get out here tomorrow, have another good day, just keep putting it together and keep going through the week as we normally would, and narrow things down and have a great week so we can go out on Sunday and play well.